news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Florida man is seeking 1 million copies of Titanic on VHS.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Guys, I've been all about studies on women between the ages of 18 to 65.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Last hour we had their, you know, that they do 250 hair appointments in a lifetime on average with 150 different hairstyles. This time around, though, the ladies are getting all the love when it comes to this, and that is keeping a secret. If you have a secret, they say it's best to tell a lady because she is more likely to keep the secret.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah, really? Steve says.
I don't know if that's really the truth.
I tell Bruce.
Guys just don't give a darn enough, really.
That's what I would think, Monty.
Like, okay, great, and then forget. You know, right. Like you forget you even had a secret. I don't care.
Yeah. And then that's when you tell it. That's the problem.
Yeah, because you forget it's supposed to be a secret.
There's that. Okay, gotcha.
They're saying
that might be true.
A woman typically shares a secret within 47 hours and 15 minutes. That's almost 4 days before they share
hours?
The secret.
Yeah. It's 2 days.
What?
Yeah.
2 days. You are right about that, Monty.
His days are different than
yours.
Yeah, his days are different than yours.
That's a 12-hour days.
I was on a 12-hour
clock. Don't judge his days.
I wasn't judging Jay. I was making a clarification.
Thank you, Monty, for correcting me.
In my head, I looked up at the ceiling because I was like, wait.
48 hours. That is 2 days.
Yeah. It makes sense why you're leaving early today.
Now, how long do you think men, on average, can keep a secret?
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Apparently. Depends on who it is.
They say men, on average, according to this study of 3,000 people, 2 hours and 47 minutes.
So they're calling somebody right away. Like, you wouldn't believe
I'm going to tell you, if you're married, you're probably telling your wife pretty quickly.
That's what I think. Yeah. I think it's the women that force you to tell them.
Yeah, I think because it'd be like if Kevin said, don't tell anybody, but producer Steve is running for the president of the United States of America.
Right.
I'd be like, honey, guess what?
Yeah.
I mean, the second Kevin walked out the door, I'd pick up the phone.
Yeah, but that's your confidant. Yeah. Does it really count if it's your wife?
Still sharing a secret.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is your confidant, and I see what you're saying. We've talked about this theory before, that anytime you tell somebody and say, don't tell anyone, you know they're telling one person.
Right.
At least,
right? Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just guaranteed. They're going to tell their one person, and you kind of know that.
Justin on the text line, good point. Still, everybody's telling somebody, so there are no secrets.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So within the first, four days in Kevin's world, or 2 days in the rest of our world, those secrets are out there.
That's right.
Yeah.
It does seem weird that the women hold it in longer, but maybe it's because they also have so many other things.
That's it, Kevin. They have
so
many.
About. They want to tell you about this. Oh, yesterday I found out that Becky is pregnant.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you.
I forgot to tell you. Yeah. She's pregnant.
Yeah. Well, spoiler alert.
It's a secret, though. Don't tell anybody. Right.
Yeah.
And so that's probably why, where the guys are honestly like, me heard one thing. Me tell you now.
My wife would tell me secrets, and I'd be like, and she'd be like, yeah, don't tell anybody. And I always think the same thing in the back of my head. Who would I tell that to?
Yeah, why would I?
Right?
You
tell?
Know how little anyone would care. Even Kevin wouldn't care about that.
Right, exactly.
And he loves anything juicy. Yeah, ooh, not going to happen. That's probably why, I don't know, guys, we just spill the beans to the ladies probably, and then that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. But consider it. Next time you have a secret,
tell
maybe
two people.
Maybe trust a lady with it instead of a guy.
Yeah. Well, what you should do is test the theory and tell it to one of each, and then go and see how long it takes to get out.
That's a good experiment.
In that circle.
Oh. If they would tell you that they told people, you just would have the
find
third party.
You'd find out from a group.
Mm-hmm, from a third party.
Yeah. I like it that way.
Who thinks they're good at keeping secrets? Monty?
I am. I know.
You are? Yeah.
I'm pretty good, I think.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it is.
That is the worst answer you've ever given to a
question. That is not true.
Why? Well, but
no. Own it, Warren.
No, I honestly can.
Well, I do think your loyalty comes in if it was something serious.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Yeah,
I could see
100%.
You holding it in a little bit.
The problem is he would just forget it's a secret.
That's the
only part.
Well,
it's not because he's being malicious.
That's very true.
He'd be
you got to own it.
Don't tell Bruce about his birthday party coming up. Bruce, I can't wait to come to your party. It's going to be so fun. That was supposed to be a secret, Warren. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it. Like, it'll still be fun.
Like Lori's tomorrow. Yeah. What?
Yes, Bruce.
So I was at coffee the other morning with just one of the old guys, and I said, so-and-so is getting a divorce, and it was... somebody, a relative of his.
Oh, okay.
And he says, how'd you know that? That's supposed to be a secret.
Oh, no.
Dang it.
Yeah. It's not anymore.
Yeah. Welcome to it.
Yeah. Now it's definitely not.
Yeah, now it's out at coffee. That's really bad.
Funny.
Just tell me, it's posted at coffee.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How about that place you used to go? Seriously, I don't. Goat Hill or what was it?
Kevin James.
Bull Hill.
Bull Hill.
Bull Hill. That's what it was.
Goat Hill is
I
different.
Said Goat Hill. But you
knew,
remember.
But you knew what it was.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Also, off the text line, John said, thanks a lot, Kevin. Becky's secret's now out, so.
Oh, I am sorry,
no.
Becky. Congrats on the baby.
Yeah.
Also, before we go on, Bull Hill is a wonderful guest ranch, right? It's a dude ranch, is whatever you want to call them.
Up between Northport and Kettle.
One of the most beautiful places.
Yeah.
And it's such a cool thing that they do up there. But Warren, you called it what? Goat Hill?
I think so. I couldn't remember the name of it.
Do they have any goat dude ranches?
Goat dude ranch. That's a rare.
Riding the goats. It's a kid only ranch.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Do they have that?
Yeah. Also, Mutton Busting Ranch. A very popular one.
There you go.
All right. Well, here we go, guys. It's like a little early stat of the day today. But 78% of people say they have a movie that they've seen at least 10 times, but they still will watch it anytime they see it on.
All right.
Is there a movie that falls into this category for you guys where you're just like,
10 or times is a lot.
10 is a lot.
Yeah.
But then when you think about it, if it's been out for a long time.
Yeah, that's the key. Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy enough to get 10. Mm-hmm.
10 times a movie.
What do you got?
Bruce?
Yes.
Because you like old movies. This might be easy.
Right.
It is easy for me.
It is. Okay. What is it?
Well, I like The Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Okay, and you've seen that a lot, and you would still watch it.
Oh, heck yes.
Never seen it, Bruce.
I might have seen it once, Bruce. Yeah, maybe once. I know I'm missing out.
You're missing out.
I was thinking it was more like along the vaudeville lines.
That's Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah. Silent movies.
I love those talkies.
So good.
Got the talkies going.
They're so good.
Warren, what movie?
World's Fastest Indian.
A motorcycle movie?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's that one about?
It's never
just
seen it.
A guy who has the world's fastest Indian motorcycle.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah.
And you just love it.
Oh, golly, yeah, he was from...
You like the true story movies, though.
Well, I kind of do, I guess.
Yeah.
He was from Invercargill, and he had a bike that went 56 miles an hour, and he made it go over 200 miles an hour.
Holy smokes.
And, it's just...
Could he do that to my Kia? I think that would be...
Maybe, if he was still around.
It'd be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, the parts would come off as I was going that fast.
And so even though you know the whole story... You'll watch it over and over.
Yeah, it's just so fantastic. I want to go to Invercargill and go to his museum.
Okay.
Where's that?
It's in New Zealand.
Okay. All right. Thank
you. Bruce,
you
want to
go?
Every education.
Bruce, you want to go?
Yep. Yeah.
I'll go to New Zealand with you.
Bet.
I'll book a flight now.
He's probably been there.
Monty, been to New Zealand?
No, I haven't.
How about Old Zealand?
Nope, never. Not even the medium Zealand.
Middle-aged Zealand? No?
Nope.
Nah. What movie you got for us, Monty?
I've got a couple, but I think I'm going to go with Gladiator.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Oh,
a lot of violence in there, a lot of blood.
It's not so much the violence as I just like the historical aspect of it. Yes, okay. I mean, there's a lot of blood.
Action movies.
Great movie.
Yeah. So Warren likes the documentary style, and Bruce likes the westerns, and Monty likes the action movies.
I'm going to go second. My second pick would be Independence Day.
Yes.
Good. So, movie. Another action movie.
Sure. So, action movie.
Good movie.
I feel like it's easier to watch a comedy more often than it is.
I'm with you on that, JC. I'm in that boat with you.
Yeah, I don't know that I think I've watched a lot of different movies 10 times, but something like, you know, a Tommy Boy or a Happy Gilmore.
Yes, if those are ones that I'm with you. They're on, I'm watching them again.
Yeah.
It's true.
Because it's just so easy to watch.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, but if I was to pick like a, action movie would be more like the Jason Bourne movies.
Oh, those are great, too.
Yeah, one of those. Oh, yeah.
Really good.
Any of those I've probably seen a ton and would watch again.
Any of the Rock movies?
I mean, any of the
Rock
movies?
If a Rock movie is on.
Those are good.
Even like if it's a comedy? Even if it's like the Tooth Fairy?
Well, there's one that's an action. Tooth Fairy, no. The action comedy where he's down in the jungles of South America. Now, that one I'd watch just about any time.
Really?
Yeah. Jumanji?
It's The Runaway or... I think it's called.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure I know that one. I'd have to look it up. I do like Rock's movies, though. And Jumanji, Kevin, by the way, just watched that again the other day.
That's a great one.
It was great.
I've seen that. I haven't seen it 10 times yet, but I've seen it quite a few.
Working on it, huh?
How about Sylvester Stallone?
Rambo?
Yeah.
Well, Rambo?
Yeah. Probably seen that.
Rocky IV.
I could watch Rocky anytime.
Rocky IV, yeah. I would watch anytime.
Steve, what kind of movies are you watching multiple times and would watch again?
You know, I was thinking about something originally different, and I would say comedy is probably, easy to go with. But the movie that I would pick, Field of Dreams.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Classic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Jeez, yeah.
Okay, Steve.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It is a great movie, actually, yeah. Field of Dreams. I hadn't even thought about that. What is that characterized? What kind of movie would that be considered?
Not a rom-com.
Drama?
I think a drama.
Probably. Maybe just drama. Let's see what the Internet Movie Database calls it.
And it is weird because some movies that are like the greatest movies, you don't watch again and again because they're just so great. Like you've seen them and you're like, okay, that's good. And you might watch it a few times, but I don't know. You're not watching... You know, Saving Private Ryan, which considered one of the greatest films. You're not watching that time and time again.
Ben Hur,
it's right up your alley.
One of them that is for me, and it's weird that I don't know why I've seen this movie so many times. I guess just because it was on TV all the time, and that's We're the Millers.
Oh, it's been on a ton. That was on.
I like it so much. I watch it every time it's on.
Yeah,
and I just find it to be a very funny movie. And
Kevin, during COVID, that was on like every other minute.
That must have been what it was.
I've watched
it 20 times probably.
Yeah, it was on so much, and I don't even know what stations were carrying it. But during COVID, it was on like every day for about 18 months. Because I did the same thing. I kept tuning in. I was like, "This is on again! Holy smokes! It's a funny movie though."
Yeah, and a shout out to the new Top Gun as well, because I think that's one that I've seen. I don't think I've seen it 10 times yet.
I've seen it,
but
I think,
anytime
two or three.
It's on, I'm watching it.
I
went to the theater
three.
Two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
What station has that, Kevin?
Have you seen it?
What streaming service?
No, I got
what streaming
DVD.
Service has
Top Gun Maverick?
Prime, Amazon Prime.
Prime
is where
has
I have it.
Okay,
I bought it right away and. So it's just there if I ever need it.
Bruce, you haven't seen that movie yet?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. You would love
like
that. You would love that movie. Somebody invite Bruce to their house and show it to him. Do we know anybody who's got that who could invite? Warren, you have it?
Yes, sir.
He's your friend.
He is my friend.
Come on.
Bro.
Get some popcorn. Let's do this.
Bro.
But do it in the middle of the day so that nobody falls asleep.
Bro. It's the worst time.
Oh, it is.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, you know how to download an app?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Bruce, do you have any apps on your phone?
Yeah, lots of them.
Brewster.
Kevin James.
Did you ever download the Coyote Country app for him, Kevin?
I think we did a long time ago, right, Bruce? I'm
trying to remember if it's on there. I don't suppose his phone's so full it offloads apps, does it?
I can't imagine.
It's
got like an 8 gig.
What channel is that on?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Boom.
Step right up. Time to beat the show.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Step right up.
It's time to beat the show.
What?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show.
Okay.
It's time to beat the show.
Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
I don't know why I do that. I
know why.
You can't help yourself. I understand.
I'm just going to punch him one of these.
No restraint.
I'm just going to push him outside.
I can't remember, Warren. Did that shirt used to be a long sleeve shirt?
Yes, they were. And I had Lori, she's got one of those special sew machines that cuts them off and hems them all at the same
time.
She
did a great job. It looks
nice.
I've been meaning to ask you that all morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, they were short.
Noticed it, Kevin, you can't unsee it, right?
Can't unsee it.
Yeah.
You can't unsee it.
Well, I mean, we only had that particular Coyote Country shirt for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm. We have a picture of all of us out on the balcony at Christmas time.
Yes. Yeah.
Remember that?
And Santa hats?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Bruce had a long-sleeved one on. Mm-hmm.
Still got it.
Yeah. And I was like, I kept looking all day going, I don't think we had short sleeves. No. And then I looked and it was hemmed.
Yeah.
So then I thought, well, holy smokes, this guy. This guy.
Yeah, it was that gal.
Yeah. I just cut him off at the shoulders.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You're sleeveless. Yeah. Come
not
on.
One I would know.
Yeah. I'm not buff like you, Monty.
Ah, well. All right, Cole.
How's it going?
Good, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, just working.
Well, that's one of us.
What are you doing, Cole?
I'm driving the dump truck right now. So.
Oh, that'd be all right.
Oh,
there you go.
That's working.
All right, Cole, let's play a little Beat the Show. The category is humor. You're going to challenge the Friday crew. Guys, we'll see you in about a minute or so.
Okay.
All right, don't wander off too far.
All right.
Thank you, Monty.
We'll be right here.
All right. Cole, 7 questions, 60 seconds. Let's see if we can't get you some Dutch Bros, okay?
About humor.
Humor, yeah, that'll be interesting.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
We're full of it.
Yeah, we are.
All righty, humor is the category. This comedian who voiced Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story said, "You can't study comedy. It's within you. It's personality. My humor is an attitude." Name him.
Oh, shoot. Let's pass right now.
What is the Guinness World Record for most jokes told in 1 minute?
Let's say 80.
The funny bone is actually a nerve that crosses the elbow. Is that true or false?
True.
Seinfeld is a very humorous show. Seinfeld has been said to be a show about what?
Pat.
A lot of people found the 2011 song Friday to be humorous. Who sang it?
Friday.
Where is the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor awarded?
Pass again.
Tell a good joke.
Really, Steve?
Did you?
You can say my questions.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hey, Cole, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Smell mop.
Smell mop who?
I will not. Hey, fellas! Oh, sorry, Cole. Sorry. All right, let's see how we do.
Hey, Cole, what did the dump truck say to the other dump truck?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Kevin. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Good.
I don't know.
You're right. You don't.
Who gets three today?
Monty does. Monty gets first. Monty gets last. Answer only your own question, and you can pass if you get stuck. Fellas, and I mean this, good luck.
Oh,
with that look on your face, I don't think
good luck.
Thanks, Steve.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I thought these were fine questions.
Good luck.
Of course you did.
This comedian who voiced...
Hello.
That's the funniest thing, Monty.
All right. This comedian who voiced Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story said, "You can study comedy. It's within you. It's personality. My humor is an attitude." Name him.
Eddie Murphy?
What is the Guinness World Record for most jokes told in 1 minute?
What is the record you said?
Yeah. Wait, that's Bruce. That's Bruce. Sorry, yeah.
Wait your turn.
What's the record, Bruce?
In a minute?
Yeah.
112.
The funny bone is actually a nerve that crosses the elbow. Is that true or false?
Oh, it's true.
Seinfeld is a very humorous show. Seinfeld has been said to be a show about what?
Daily life in New York.
A lot of people found the 2011 song Friday to be humorous. Who sang it?
The 2011 song?
Yeah.
Jack Parr.
Where is the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor awarded?
Where is it awarded?
Yeah.
Well, at the National Awards of the National Funny Stuff.
Tell a good joke, Monty.
Glad you got that.
Well, heck, I don't even know.
Tell an appropriate joke, Monty.
Right. Well, that's the problem.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ooh. Monty, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Smell mop.
Smell mop who?
I will not.
There we go. I got one.
Okay.
Let's see how we did. I can't wait.
This comedian who voiced Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story said, "You can't study comedy. It's within you. It's it's a personality. My humor is an attitude." Name him.
Cole passed appropriately, and Monty said Eddie Murphy.
Don Rickles?
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
No idea.
Guys, Don Rickles. Zero. Right,
maybe not. I'm zero, sorry. Zero. Okay, I apologize. what is the Guinness World Record for most jokes told in 1 minute?
I like this. 80 said Cole, and Bruce said 112.
26.
26.
Yeah,
talk slow.
Lack of effort. 1 point, Cole.
Yeah, maybe not that impressive, I guess.
No.
The funny bone is actually a nerve that crosses the elbow. Yeah, is that true or false?
Everybody said true on that.
Everybody's correct.
Yeah, oh, 2-1. Ooh. Favor of Cole.
Way to go, Warren.
Way to get on the board, Warren.
Hit my funny nerve.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Seinfeld is a very humorous show. Seinfeld is said to be a show about what?
Cole passed. Monty said daily life in New York.
About nothing.
Thank you, Bruce.
Hey, just,
yeah, about nothing. No points.
A lot of people found the 2011 song Friday to be humorous. Who sang that?
We so excited.
Oh, I like that song.
We so excited.
Kevin, can we say it together?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Rebecca Black.
Oh.
Friday.
I didn't know that.
No points.
Yeah, because it didn't really sound like Jack Parr, did it?
Jack Parr was the greatest guest I've ever heard.
It really was.
For any question, especially when it's concerning a woman's voice. No points there, surprisingly.
Where is the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor awarded?
Cole passed. He said that was the dumbest question he'd ever heard. Warren said... the International Center for Funny Stuff?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something along those really lines.
Close, it didn't have to be like the actual location, which is the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. It could have been Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I meant.
Did you say performing farts?
He did. He said performing farts.
I said performing arts.
You
said
that is funny.
He said for the Center of Performing Farts.
Okay. He did.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Okay.
I have enough trouble talking anyway.
Yeah. Don't put that word in his mouth.
Okay.
2-1.
Tell a good joke.
No.
No one did.
No.
Cole wins 2-1. Cole, congrats.
Thank you.
Cole, Kevin, tell Cole a funny dump truck joke.
Cole, what did the dump truck say to the other dump truck?
I don't know.
The fact that he said, I don't know again.
I don't know. He said... Is that you?
Hey, you're a talking dump truck.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
She probably doesn't use clippers on your hair.
Only on the neck.
Oh, sure, yeah.
She goes snip, 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 mm-hmm. snip.
Kevin James.
She's really fast.
Bruce, how bored are you with this conversation?
Yeah, let's move along.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, what do you call... the offspring of two dump trucks.
Ooh, I don't know.
It's funny already.
Dumplings.
That's good, Jay. That's good.
It's the Jay and Kevin show.
That's funny right there.
Little dumplings.
Yeah.
It's a good one, Jay.
Yeah, good one, huh?
Getting.
How about that?
You want to hear it? Oh, no.
No, I don't want to hear your joke.
Or mine.
All day I've been talking about surveys of women and things that, you know, we've learned about women.
Yeah.
But now we're going to talk about men and what men in this survey, they were asked to be brutally honest.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a woman instantly unattractive to you? And the number one answer actually got only 58%.
We're going to guess on that?
Yes. What do you think most men said instantly makes a woman unattractive?
Me first?
Sure, Bruce.
A beard.
That is, that is correct.
Say too much makeup.
Too much excessive makeup. Yeah,
or,
good
or
one.
Not
good
enough.
One, good one, good one.
Not enough makeup?
Not enough makeup.
There's that, too.
Okay.
Man.
Any other guesses?
Bad attitude.
Yeah,
Monty,
I think
that's on the list.
I think, yeah, for human beings in general,
attitude,
I think that's a great one.
Is
yeah.
on the list.
For
and
sure.
The,
that'd be,
I don't need a man
ooh.
Attitude.
Oh, yeah. That.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's not something hanging out of their nose.
Well, I mean, that.
Nose ring is actually on the list.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is.
Hate them.
You hate them?
Oh, yeah, I hate them.
Oh, yeah.
What about the cute
there's no
one
bones about that.
There ain't no cute ones about it. I hate them.
Really? You don't like the little diamond on there? Oh. Lori, there's a lot of girls who have it. Right?
Lori has one in her.
I've been meaning to talk to her about that.
Yeah. Get her, Bruce.
Give her heck, Bruce.
Wow. Yeah.
From you, she'd just hug you.
Yeah, I know it.
Hey, Bird, you got a good guess over there? I feel like
not after all of that, no.
Okay, you don't. Well, the actual number one answer was smoking.
I was going to say that, but I didn't know if that was just habits. I didn't know if habits
smoking
counted.
Smoking is, like if they see you smoking, they think it's unattractive.
Yeah, yeah.
Other things that came up on the list were blue, green, purple hair, like the just crazy colored hair.
Sure.
Face piercings. Tattoos.
There you go, Bruce. Face piercings.
Tattoos on there?
Tattoos are what men consider to be bad tattoos.
Bad tattoos, I could see. But a good tattoo, no.
Yeah. Tattoos. It is weird how it does some men, just like this one. I think most women think this is very attractive, and that's why they do it. The eyelash extensions. I mean, they're so popular. So popular.
There was a woman on the news the other night.
One of the news reporters, or she was just interviewing her.
Okay. And I'm not kidding. It looked like a bird landed on her eyelid. It looked like a wing sticking out there.
I'm not kidding. They were huge.
Even Lori mentioned it.
Yeah. I mean, some of them are pretty big.
Oh.
Yeah.
She could change the direction of her wind.
Yeah. Wow.
And the last thing
heavy?
On the list.
Honestly, is that heavy?
Oh, it has to be.
It feels like they would be.
I feel like it would be, too. I mean, eyes are tight.
Kevin, can we
open.
Put some on you next week?
Yes. Oh, I'd like to have some extensions.
Please, no.
See what they look like.
You know, you get that little thing out of the corner of your eye. Well, it's your eyelid.
That's your eyelid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, at the bottom of the list, with only 5% of guys who said this, when they call everyone bro.
Oh. It's very specific.
That
like
is.
It.
Super specific,
hey, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what up, brother?
Oh, that's funny.
I got one.
Yes, Bruce?
He's adding to the list.
Excessive swearing.
Swearing. Yeah, you know what?
I could have a couple swear words, but when they are constantly swearing.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
I could see that for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they can out-cuss you and you were a sailor.
Yeah.
So,
that's valid.
Yeah, that's saying something.
Bruce wants a woman without a beard, who doesn't cuss, and doesn't have anything in her nose.
There we go.
Perfect.
Or a beard.